Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt on Podcast One. Real men are an endangered species, shouted down and hunted. But Adam knows you're out there, alone in a sea of cowards. That's why he built a place for you rare breeds to come together. That's why he created Renaissance Man. At RenManUSA.com, you'll find your one-stop shop for all the products that Adam and real men like yourselves actually want. Things for the outdoorsman, the drinker, the driver, and yes, the lover. Renaissance Man is where Corolla fans go to find carefully curated gifts, vacation packages, and articles on things that are actually interesting, not blogs about which statues should go next. It's a calling card, a place for those who understand that the noblest pleasure in life is living it well. Head to RenManUSA.com for yourself or the man in your life, and get ready because this Christmas, Adam Carolla brings you Renaissance Man.
Well, we cover all the outdoor dining lockdowns and Scott Peterson getting unemployment in prison and Mark's lawsuit against the County of Los Angeles for shutting down all the outdoor dining. We'll get into all that. First, I'll tell you about Tommy John this weekend. Fight cold with cozy in Tommy John underwear, loungewear, pajamas, and bras. Shop their Black Friday sale right now. Give the gift of comfort to everyone on your list, and including yourself. Why not? With Tommy John's men's and women's loungewear. Say bye to the old stained sweatpants. Tommy John loungewear is luxurious, soft, and guaranteed to fit perfectly. Plus, Tommy John's loungewear, pajamas. By the way, I'm wearing their stuff right now. The loungewear is so damn comfortable. And of course, the underwear is just the best. The t-shirts are the best. Once you go there, you're not coming back. Great gifts for the holiday. No risk with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free. Guarantee. Right, Gary?
That's right. Shop Tommy John's Black Friday sale right now to make sure your gifts arrive by the holidays. Go to TommyJohn.com/RD for 20% off site-wide. Get 20% off for a limited time only at TommyJohn.com/RD. TommyJohn.com/RD. See site for details.
This is Corolla Digital. This is Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagus and Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. A choice based on a mandate. Get it on. Welcome the best hour or so in the universe. It's Reasonable Doubt. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Mark Garagus in parts unknown. Where are you, Mark?
I'm in New York. Happy to see you. Delighted to see you, although I'm not going to be able to spend Thanksgiving with you, but we'll do our annual Christmas festivities, I'm sure.
Please. I got to say, you know, as a comedian, everyone goes, what makes you laugh, Adam? And basically, I always just said farting. That's what makes me laugh. But I don't crack up that much. You hear me tell a lot of jokes, but I don't really do that much laughing. But when I was talking to you on the phone Sunday night out of Florida at Rob's wedding, I was laughing so goddamn hard talking about
you. I haven't heard you laugh that hard since Christmas.
I was laughing so goddamn hard over our hijinks from Saturday night in West Palm Beach. And obviously we have to sift through that wreckage before we get on to
my
political
question
matters.
I think I saw somebody tweet out at you and me that, oh, I'd like to see Adam do a show with 10 shots of Don Julio in him. And I was thinking to myself, without wanting to, you know, reveal too much of our inner sanctum, not only did Adam do a show, you did a triple header on Saturday.
Yeah, we did a 4 o'clock show where we did several shots of tequila, 3 to be exact, I believe. And then we moved on to the bar at the hotel after that. We did a few more shots of tequila. Then we came back for Adam Carolla show with the whole crew and did a few more. Few more, could have been five or six at that point. And then at the end of the night, I had to go out and do a stand-up show. Which
I don't, this is what I don't understand. How in the world can you do stand-up after that? To me, that's incomprehensible.
Well, you know, it's probably a two-parter to that, which is so there's a gene. I think you have it, although you may have lost it Saturday night. But
I left it at the lost and founder in the green room.
I have a rally gene. Now, some people have a rally gene and some people don't have it. Now, we all know people, and oftentimes the women in our lives, where it's like if they don't get 8 hours sleep, if they have a rough night the night or have to get up or do this or whatever, they'll just call in sick to work. They'll just go, I got a headache. Like, I can't do it, you know? And then we all know the guys we grew up with, the guys who would go tie one on all night, you know, go to bed at 5 a.m, wake up at 6:30 and like work construction the whole day, like out in the sun, you know? So my background is construction. So I have the rally gene. Like when I was, I don't know, 24, 25, I met a stripper, and she worked at, Midnight Rendezvous. No, Bob's Classy no. Lady. I can't think of the name of the place. Anyway, it was just kind of a topless place. It was fairly mild. But either way, she got off work at 2 a.m. She wouldn't get over to my apartment until 2:30. I had to get up at 6 to go work construction. I waited up for her. Yeah. So
You're dedicated. That's dedicated to your relationship.
That's right. I was very focused back then. So
you were focused on the stripper.
I always had this gene where it's not really a gene. It's a kind of a constitution where I could just go, fuck it. It's time to rally. Like, get up after sleeping for an hour and 45 minutes, throw cold water on my face, drink a cup of coffee, and then go work construction for 9 hours. Like, I could do it. I was miserable, but I could do it. And along the way, when I got into show business, you know, it just continued on. I used to do Loveline, as you know, until midnight.
Right.
Drew and I would sign off 12:02. I would agree to sit in on the Howard Stern show from the beginning to the end. He started 6 a.m. New York time. That meant 3 a.m. L.A. time. That meant I would leave Westwood One in Culver City at 12:10. I would get home about 12:30, 12:40. I would sleep from 1 to I'd sleep from 1 to about 2:15. Then I'd get back in my car, drive back to Culver City, and sit in with Stern for the entire, like, 5-hour show.
That's unbelievable.
I could do that. I did that a lot. I mean, I had a lot of those days. So when it comes to tying one on the early show or the middle show with you, I had about an hour and a half to get my shit together, and I just used that hour and a half to get my shit together.
It's an impressive feat. I was there. I had a front row seat until narcolepsy took over, but that was quite a feat, and I watched it unfold, and it was just mesmerizing. You know, I hate to leave this subject because I'm so fired up about this, but I'm fired up about, I just sent Gary something. You know, as we're taping this, I'm in New York, you're in LA. LA County just voted, after a rather fractious board of supervisors hearing yesterday, 3-2 to shut down restaurants again. Outdoor dining, if you can believe that. Mind you, I'm in New York, And you can not only eat outside if you want to freeze your ass off, but you can eat inside as well with the reduced thing. And one of the things that's just so frustrating to me, in fact, we had the office file a ex parte application for an injunction.
I saw it on the news this morning, by the way. They mentioned your name.
Well, we're going to get heard on Monday morning. So, you know, basically, in their infinite wisdom, the Board of Supervisors wanted to wish all of the people who can least afford it a happy Thanksgiving. You're out of work for Thanksgiving weekend, you know, which is traditionally one of the biggest days in the restaurant business.
Well, everybody, you know, first off, a lot of people take out Thanksgiving food on a Thursday, but everyone goes out to eat on Friday. That's kind
of Mother's Day, Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve. I saw you. What we're going to get a transcript is mind boggling. I mean, Catherine Barger, who I think you know, Gary, I know her, she's close to Paulette, is one of the supervisors. It was asking your favorite county health officer, who's actually not licensed as a doctor or as a scientist, Barbara Farrar, asked her, would you please cite us?
I'll pick up for Mark here while his internet.
Any information, hold on, any Mark, data, any control.
Mark, shows. You froze up for a second. Cite any data. Go ahead. Sorry.
Any data, anything that would support the idea that outdoor dining has been the cause of transmission. She basically at first said, I'll get back to you. She had said that at a press conference. Then she cited to a CDC study. Well, we went to look at the CDC study. There's no distinction in the CDC study between indoor and outdoor. So there is no study that she's relying on that I've seen that shows that outdoor dining is more risky than indoor big box store or indoor Trader Joe's. Nothing whatsoever. But we're going to just shut restaurants down again. We're going to put people out of work because it makes us feel good. I just don't get it. 3-2 was the vote to go forward with this without any basis whatsoever in science. So when they say follow the science, I'm wondering what science that we're following. I mean, I'd like somebody to give me a controlled study. I'd like somebody to show me where this outdoor dining, which, by the way, all of the restaurateurs I know, myself included, have spent tens of thousands of dollars. You can't even go to Home Depot. You can't get where you can go. You can't get a outdoor heater. They're back ordered 6 weeks because all the restaurants have ordered them so that they could comply. And then with 96 hours or less notice, the Board of Supervisors say, at the behest of this woman who has absolutely no qualifications, as far as I can tell, to.
Mark seized up again. All right, Mark's line's a little choppy, but I'll fill in some of the blanks.
Epidemiologist.
Sorry.
What's going on here? Epidemiologist. Yeah.
Sorry. Back. It's a little choppy. All right. So let me just break down the game film here.
Right.
We have the person in charge of setting policy for the seventh biggest economy in the world, basically. California and Los Angeles especially, or solely Los Angeles, one of the biggest economies, one of the biggest cities in the world. The person who's in charge of the policy is not a physician, not an epidemiologist, and is clearly politically, you know, somewhere to the left of Bernie Sanders and has some sort of fucked up, bizarre agenda. And she said as much. She's like, well, we'll open the schools after the election. And you know, you can't go on the beach, but if you want to go out and protest, that's a different story. Like, it clearly has a political agenda. I don't know exactly what it is. I don't know what motivates
it. I can't figure it out. I mean, experience in a restaurant once. I mean, what is the.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she was diddled in a restaurant. You're right. I just
can't figure it out. I can't figure out why she's so determined to, and how she gets three votes on this board of supervisor, what Sheila Kuehl is thinking, what is Ridley still on there? What is he thinking? What, I don't understand. Do they just figure that restaurateurs are expendable? Do they feel like it doesn't matter because the people who work at restaurants don't vote? I don't understand any of it. I can't give you a.
Well, all right, Gary, Mark's line is pretty choppy, so I don't know if we want to reboot him and I can filibuster here.
Explanation. Who can lease the four?
Yeah, let's go ahead and I'll kick Mark and we'll.
I'll just talk. I'd like to get the names.
Number one, and we're paying.
Hold on, Mark.
Paying taxes.
We're going to reboot, Mark. First off, I'd like to, Gary, at some point, have the names of the three that voted to shut this thing down. Number one.
Sure, right here. It's. Sorry, I have it right here. Just give me a second to find it in the article.
All right, you find it in the article. As I was saying, Mark,
It's Supervisors Kuehl, Ridley Thomas, and Supervisor Solis as well.
Hey, could you fuck sticks, get your fucking shit together, people, and not close down an already beleaguered restaurant industry? They've done enough. And also, there's no danger in eating outdoors. Also, Mark, are you back? Can you hear me? Although Mark's now muted now. Let's see. Can you unmute, Mark?
I unmuted. All right, here there
we go. You know what I said to Dr. Drew last night when I was speaking to him? And he went, oh, yeah, you're right. Outdoor dining is their fucking policy. That's their policy. They said you have to eat outdoors because it's safe outdoors. It's not safe indoors, but their policy. This wasn't the Restaurant Owners Association who decided to go out into the goddamn sidewalk. That's their idea. So they're now shutting down their own idea.
I have to say your tweet was very astute that I saw this morning where you said, how am I supposed to have Thanksgiving in my backyard if you shut down outdoor dining?
Right.
That was very... I hadn't made that connection yet. That was very smart.
Thank you.
It's insanity. I mean, if you had any kind of a rational basis, do you know what the lawyers, the county actually hires a private law firm. Apparently they don't trust their own law firm, which is called the county council, to respond to our motion or our injunction, if you will. They hire an outside law firm. And this guy sends over, he wants to see my paperwork. Okay, fine, you can see paperwork. And then makes this statement like, because this is an issue of grave importance to the health of 10 million people. You sanctimonious, piece. You're sitting in your law firm, billing away at the county. Why you've got a private law firm for the county when we're facing budget deficits is beyond me. And you're going to tell me that the outdoor dining is what's causing the threat to the 10 million, the health of the 10 million people in the county. Outdoor dining, really, that's it. That's it. We have no scientific evidence, no study. The CDC doesn't say it. Barbara Ferrer starts stuttering when you ask her about it. But we can just make that decision. I mean, that makes sense to you. But we're going to spend money. By the way, they ran out of the money for the outdoor alfresco city of L.A. I don't know where they spent the money because I certainly didn't get any of it. No restaurateur that I know got any of it. Yet they had money that was supposedly set aside for alfresco that they ran out of, but they got enough money to hire private law firms.
It's so vexing to me. I get like... There's certain policies I get because I understand that there's an agenda and there's upside. So I was watching Joe Biden do one of his press conferences the other day, and somebody asked him, schools, New York schools are shut down. There's no study that suggests it's dangerous for the kids to go back to school. This is the teachers' unions shutting down schools because they don't want to fucking go back to work. But there is no science to kids not going back to school. And so somebody asked from CBS, by the way, asked Joe Biden, what are you going to do about that? Like, are you going to put some pressure on the teachers' unions to go back to work? And of course, he laughed and said, why you always got to ask these questions or something. Of course, he had no answers because he's a fucking zero, but he's in bed with the teachers' unions. I get it. They're voting for him. He can't put pressure on the teachers' unions. I understand. That's politics. I don't know what this is. I don't know who benefits here.
I couldn't agree more. You piss off. It's almost like a trifecta. You piss off the people who patronize restaurants. You piss off the people who can least afford it, which is the hourly worker who traditionally lives paycheck to paycheck or on tips. And having waited tables for a while in my career, I can tell you that, you know, the tips and the paycheck are what you live off of. And you piss off the entrepreneurs who are the restaurant owners. This is not killing the large chains. This is killing because, you know, McDonald's will still do drive-through. Jack in the Box will do drive-through. Chick-fil-A is still open. What you're killing off are the many thousands of restaurateurs, which are mom and pop operations, which are barely keeping their head above of water. By the way, nobody's making money. Everybody's just barely surviving in this COVID environment to begin with. And so I guess it's fine. Just let all of them go bankrupt. Let all of them stop paying their bills. At some point, you know, there is a parade of horribles here that you can say. The landlords who are getting traditionally rent money from restaurants, how do they get their rent money? How is that supposed to happen? The landlords then have to pay a bank traditionally if they've got a mortgage. How's the bank supposed to get their money? I know we just printed a couple of $1 trillion worth of digital currency, but is anybody tried to figure out what's going to happen when you've got to pay all that back or it's got to work itself through the economic system?
Well, why don't we have a panel of economists, epidemiologists, restaurateurs? Like, why don't we put together a blue ribbon panel and make these decisions? Why do we have five fuck nuts and one crazy witch deciding the future of LA County? I don't get it. These are some of the dumbest people on the planet setting policy for an entire city.
It's you know, I look to, you know, Newsom did a standing committee on this. One of the members was Bob Iger. Bob Iger resigned, and quietly they disbanded the committee. And Iger resigned because the state was not allowing, presumably is what's been reported, was not allowing Disneyland to open, even with all of the precautions that were made, and it's outdoors. And, you know, anybody who has neurons firing is not listened to and is ignored. And they just don't understand. They have no, these are people, apparently. I would like to know if Ms. Solis or Ms. Kuehl or if Mr. Ridley Thomas, how many businesses are constituents of theirs, and are they listening to their constituents, or are they worried about, they're apparently worried about the surging hospitalizations, and nobody's diminishing that. But at the same time, don't you want to figure out why there is surging hospitalizations? Don't you want to figure out what is the inflection point? And by the way, could it be linked to Dodger celebrations? Could it be linked to other kinds of things that nobody else wants to talk about? Or do we feel better if we just say we're shutting down outdoor dining so that we don't actually see it. And if we don't see it, then we feel better about ourselves.
Yeah, it's what it is throw the virgin in the volcano. Like the crops are all scorched and throw the virgin in the volcano. Like we're doing something. We're doing something is happening. COVID, we can't control it, but we can control this. So it'll be a reaction to this, even if there's no connection from this to that. And that's what superstitious natives do. That's not what effective people do. But let's talk about your lawsuit. It seems to me, and I don't know, like we've talked about how difficult it can be to sue, you know, the president or sue the police department. Is this that difficult? Because I don't feel like they have a shred of evidence on their side. And you guys have, you know, I mean, a pretty good case for, you know, a lot of financial damage.
Well, apparently, while we filed ours yesterday morning, the Restaurant Association or some group of restaurateurs went in yesterday and were denied an injunction, which was reported in the LA Times. I've been trying to get a look at the paperwork today. We're trying to get it. But since that happened, the denial of that injunction, this Board of Supervisors meeting occurred. And the testimony slash statements slash interviews, whatever you want to characterize it, of the county health officer, the aforementioned Barbara Fair, which now has been laid to waste in terms of there is no science, there is no epidemiology, there's no data, there's no controlled study, there's nothing, there's no contact tracing, there's nothing that they can point to that shows that this has anything to do with it. You might as well just say to decree that you're going to close the Pacific Coast Stock Exchange. And when somebody says why, you just say, because that's economic activity and we want to just shut down economic activity. You say, well, what does that have to do with the spread of coronavirus? It's economic activity. We want to close it down. Well, it goes to your point. There is no cause and effect. I'm hopeful that on Monday when we get our hearing that a different judge will hear it and say and ask the question, how is this based on any kind of science? How is this not an arbitrary and capricious act? And how are you not doing irreversible harm to restaurants in the county of Los Angeles? And by the way, city of Pasadena and the city council in Pasadena, who's got their own health department, they already said, this makes no sense. We're not going along with this. City of Pasadena says, yeah, apparently there's some people there who understand you just don't do these kinds of crazy things and are not agreeing and not going and not buying into this nonsense.
Well, you know, whenever, whether it's the city of Pasadena or Florida, no matter how hard CNN tries to spin Florida, the states, the cities, the municipalities that don't go along with all the bullshit end up faring just fine or the same. But that's the reality. All the places that shut down that was all doom and gloom in Florida and Texas, they end up being the same as all the places that shut down. So the places that, stayed open end up statistically the same as the ones that shut down. So where is the science? And nothing's going to happen in Pasadena.
Well, I explain it. Right. I mean, is Pasadena now going to bleed over to us and La Cañada? I mean, what is La Cañada? Apparently, I can walk. You can walk. In fact, we do walk to Pasadena from our houses. So we can walk to a place where you can do it outdoors. But when we walk back to La Cañada, you can't go to Gringo Locos or you can't go to Dona Maria or you can't go to Dish because we're in L.A. County, whereas if we walked to Old Town, you could eat outside. And that I just think that illustrates the insanity of these positions that are being taken.
Well, if L.A. County wasn't, you know, sort of insane, and like I said, a lot of this stuff feels like punishment, and I'm not sure what exactly we're being punished for, but it feels like it's on the border of them evil stepdad, just sort of because I said so kind of thing, or just so you know who's in charge. So when nothing happens in Pasadena, everyone from neighboring cities is going to flock to Pasadena, or I guess, Gary, maybe Long Beach or some places like that. Like Orange County never shut down. Why isn't everyone in Orange County dead? And if they're not dead, then why don't we take a page from their playbook? Why don't we study? So, you know, we tried to shut everything down for months and months and months. Orange County said, go pound sand. We're going to stay open. Good. A little experiment. We'll see how they fare. And then when nothing happens to Orange County, why don't we then learn from that experience? Well, we don't, because that would mean we'd admit we're wrong.
Well, you've also had an Orange County resident living his life and coming into your building every single day. So,
oh, that's you, right?
Yeah.
So you get to go to Orange County, and you get to live in Orange County. You get to have a life.
Yeah.
Right. So, again,
it's just wild. I mean, Gary, is Orange County shutting down outdoor dining?
It's catch as catch can. Some restaurants are. Some restaurants aren't. The ones that aren't really modifying much. And even the ones that are, people are still showing up and packing the patios. There was a wait for the local Mexican joint by my house when I went this Saturday.
Outdoor. Right. I'm not sure, you know. I have a theory, Mark. I'd be curious what it is, what you think of it. I was telling it to Dr. Drew, and he was agreeing with it when we were doing our show. I went down to the New Moon Chinese food place, and that poor place, they had a whole tent set up in the parking lot. They did the whole outdoor thing. They had all the plexiglass sneeze guards everywhere. Now, the whole outdoor place is torn down. And sadly, when you go inside what was a very nice restaurant, the inside's all torn up now. There's like tables moved as barriers and booths turned over.
I've been in there. What they've done to that place is unbelievable.
I cannot believe that there's not more civil disobedience. I cannot believe that these restaurants just look. First off, Garcetti is inept. Newsom is inept and a hypocrite. Barbara Ferrer seems clinically insane. Why are we listening? What? Just stay open. What are they going to do? How would it go? Call the National Guard?
They'll summarily revoke the ABC licenses.
Right.
The state has that authority. The state will come in. They'll revoke the Alcohol Beverage Commission will come in and revoke. That's their hammer.
If everyone did it at once.
If everybody does it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, if everybody did it at once. But, you know, the other thing is I'm not so sure that they're going to get the Board of Supervisors also is at odds with the current sheriff. And I'm not so sure this sheriff is going to be carrying out this mandate. It'll be interesting to see what happens as of starting tomorrow and Friday and this weekend. I mean, that's the one thing, you know, it always reminds me of when judges issue orders. Well, the judges issue orders, but there has to be a mechanism by which they can enforce them. It's the same thing with the Board of Supervisors. You issue an order, but the sheriff has to enforce it. It'll be interesting to see if Villanueva actually enforces this or does what, you know, the Orange County sheriff has done, what the Sacramento sheriff has done, what some other county sheriffs have done across the state, which has said these are unlawful orders. We're not going to enforce them.
It's crazy that, yes,
all of the law enforcement, just to button onto that, all of the law enforcement agencies in the cities near where I live, there's like six surrounding ones, they all issued statements saying specifically about both outdoor dining and the curfew. We're not enforcing this whatsoever. We're going to focus on crime.
Or Thanksgiving party.
None of that either.
Yeah, it's look, if you in fact are the governor or the mayor, and your own sheriff or police captains or whoever it is telling you they won't go along with your decrees and your fiats, maybe it's time to look in the fucking mirror.
The statements that these law enforcement agencies are putting out are hilarious, because if you read them with any sort of an analytical mind, it basically says, be adults. We have crime to focus on. We trust that you will make intelligent decisions for yourself and your family. Don't call us if you see someone out at 10:30 walking their dog. Like,
it harkens back once again. I mean, the curfew is a perfect example of it. The curfew is nothing more than the horse trail gone wild. It's like what, at 10:01 that somehow there's Rona rage after 10 o'clock and it just rages out of control between the hours of 10 and 5. Well, what is it that you're trying to police? What is it that you're trying to do that makes any sense? How is it not just some veiled, watered down martial law proclamation? I mean, it's such idiocy. And I'll keep saying it. It's going to be up to the judges and the judiciary at some point. Somebody's got to say the emperor's wearing no clothes in terms of these things that are happening. And that's where it's going to end up happening or not happening.
The other kind of hot story in California is the $150 billion or $150 million. How many for all this EDD stuff?
I think it was million.
All right. The millions, tens of millions of dollars for, unemployment that was filed by prisoners, one, your own Scott Peterson or in Scott Peterson's name. And they sent the money out, millions.
I read something that not only Peterson's name, but somebody in the name of Poopy Britches. And then I read some other names as well. And they just shipped it all out. It really makes you as a taxpayer feel good that when you write these checks, that there's zillions of dollars worth of fraud. In fact, there was a press conference with a series of DAs and I think a U.S. attorney as well, asking that somebody do something about it. And apparently the prosecutors had labeled it one of the worst cases of fraud they'd ever seen. But it looked like what I thought they were saying is that they didn't have an enforcement mechanism and they were asking the governor to do something, to which the governor, this is my favorite, he says, I'm going to form a standing committee. Oh, great. That'll solve it. We'll form a committee to explore the EDD situation, which, by the way, you know, there are people who desperately need EDD. Ironically enough, all the people that you've just put out of business by your county supervisor fiat 3-2 who do need EDD. And at the same time, you're shipping millions into prisons and other things. You would think, I mean, the EDD story is such a tale of absolute criminal negligence on a statewide level. You don't even know where to begin. I mean, every layer of that onion, the EDD is the Employment Development Department. It's scandal upon scandal upon scandal. I mean, they can't get out of their own way. They can't do anything. It appears right. It's unbelievable the amount of money and just malfeasance that's there.
Well, look, for me, it's a super simple equation. They're spending someone else's money. It's not their money. It's our money. And when you factor that in, I don't care if it's a rich housewife or EDD, they do not look after the nickels and the dimes. And this is what, Gary, do you have that story?
Yeah, no, it's I just wanted to clean this up a little. It's $140 million plus, a little over, that they are for sure have already paid, but they expect it could escalate into the billion-dollar range. And I thought this was kind of fun that on top of the $140 million paid to just general employees, they paid over $420,000 to death row inmates.
And you have to wonder, did they go to death row inmates or did people apply for the benefits in the name of death row inmates? Because it looks like people were just applying with names. That was the impression I got from the article.
And for a little context,
you're looking at.
For a little context, there are only 700 death row inmates in California. 133 of them claimed this scam.
Right. Or their relatives did in their name.
Sure.
But I suppose being on death row is sort of the ultimate in unemployed. If you kind of, you know, you want to get philosophical about it.
It reminds me of years ago. I was defending a client who was in contempt for not talking to a grand jury. And when in contempt was in jail, and she kept talking, the judge kept telling her to shut up. And basically a judicial version of shut up. And then he finally threatened to put her in jail, forgetting that she was already in jail. Well, you're a death row inmate, you're facing death. I think there would be and I know nothing about Scott's situation here, so I'm not commenting on that. But I would imagine that there's really, what are you going to do? Threaten somebody who's facing death with further criminal punishment?
Well, makes for a good story if you're death row when you meet a new cellmate and they go, what are you in for? And you go, unemployment fraud. And I killed my mother-in-law with an axe. So these are strange times. And by the way, if anyone wants to know my politics, I want less government. That's my thing. Whoever's for smaller government, I'm for. I do not know why it's attractive to give the government more power, more juice, more committees, more jobs. I do not know why that is so goddamn attractive to half this country. I cannot figure it out. They've proved themselves to be totally inept in almost every endeavor. Why is that attractive to half this country, Mark?
I don't understand why people, I find this with jurors, make a distinction between the government and the prosecution, because the prosecution is basically government lawyers. And why would you think that government lawyers are going to be doing their job any differently than government in any other area? And so I don't understand it. One of the clarion calls of the criminal defense bar has for years been, knock, knock, knock. We're from the government and we're here to help. I mean, nobody who's ever done any criminal defense is under any illusions that the government works well, seamlessly, or without issues.
So what's your prediction on your case, and how do you think it'll go on Monday when you present it to the judge? And do you know the judge?
I don't know who we're going to get. I have when you go to writs and receivers, you get one of two people. So I don't know who we're going to get, but I surmise that we'll get a fair hearing. Both judges who are in writs and receivers are fair-minded, one male, one female. And I've done cases in front of both of them. So I'm hopeful. I mean, I just think that we'll develop even stronger arguments over the weekend, because people are going to see that this is really kind of institutionalized nonsense. And if it wasn't for the fact that it's going to impact people, literally impact people, I mean, can you imagine if you're somebody who's been working at a job in your back and you're finally scraping your back together, and then you're shut down out of nowhere, or you're the person who owns a restaurant in a strip mall somewhere and you were just clawed your way back, or you had borrowed funds to make sure you were back in business, and then you get this kind of death knell. And I mean, people are not going to be able to come back from this.
And then
I'm just hopeful that somebody will wake up and do the right thing.
If you guys are successful, how's that going to affect the policy?
I think if we're successful, then it'll force them into revising the policy. And I'm also hopeful that one of the three has a epiphany between now and Monday. I mean, I think that's a distinct possibility. It's certainly happened before. I know in some of the other COVID-related lawsuits that shortly after we file the lawsuit, there's been kind of a relenting of the guidance that's given. So I'm hopeful that somebody will come to their senses. There's enough public outcry that could be the case as well. I mean, at a certain point, you hope, what's the old expression, cooler heads will prevail.
Well, a hopeful note to go out on. You can see me December 12th, Burbank. Flappers are going to do a drive-in. Hope I can do a stand-up drive-in show out there. Pickwick Bowling Alley over there in Burbank, which is kind of a cool place. And then January 15th and 16th, Naples, Florida, Off the Hook Comedy Club. Go to amcroll.com for all the live shows. What do you got, Mark?
Well, we don't have 10E.
Oh, right.
We don't have Engine Company.
Right.
And we do have the Capri, I think, is still open in Southampton in New York. But that's, you know, we're struggling to keep everybody employed at least until next week. So maybe we'll do some to-go orders or something in the interim, and Thanksgiving kits out of Engine Company. Come help some of these people who've been working for us for years stay employed.
All right. Godspeed, my friend. And until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Mark Garriga saying mahalo.
Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt. Tune in next Saturday for an all-new episode. This is Corolla Digital.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Ready to get away from it all? Free yourself with Pluto TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No contracts, no subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android or iPhone and start watching now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.